testimony hub inspired
of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Be magnified, O God, in the name of Jesus. Media, would you just flash us to Revelation chapter 2, verse 20? Revelation chapter 2, verse 20, very quickly. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Kadaboshiadaha. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Can we read together, church, one to go? Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Can you show me another translation of that verse? Can we read together? This is amplified. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, claiming to be inspired, and who is teaching and leading astray my servants, and beguiling them into practicing sexual vice and eating food sacrificed to idols. Father, we ask, O God, that you make your word known unto us as we deal with the spirit of Jezebel out of our families. Can someone who believes the Lord shout a louder amen? Somebody address that spirit. Now, for Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, to speak to us about that woman called Jezebel, it simply means that, please don't be in a hurry to sit down because I've not asked you to. For Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, to address the woman called Jezebel, which means that Jezebel is not just a person. Jezebel is a spirit. Are we together? Lift up your right hand, declare with a loud voice, say, spirit of Jezebel, hear me as I hear the Lord. You are not allowed in my family. You can make your voice a little louder and declare again, say, spirit of Jezebel, hear me as I hear the Lord. You are not allowed in my family. If you believe it, let me hear your amen thunder like fire. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And here was God speaking to this particular church. And God say, I have something against you. And what I have against you is that you made inroad or you allowed access for Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to come in and spoil things for my people. Having laid this foundation on Jezebel, there are countless number of scriptures on Jezebel. But we're going to prophetically declare that Jezebel is not wanted. According to the scripture, the Bible says that Jezebel made an inroad into the church and of course began to spread her influence with what we find, beguiling them into practicing sexual vice and eating food sacrificed to idols. I'm afraid to say that the same Jezebelic spirit, when it enters a family or enters a marriage or enters a home, lives in Israel things that you will never believe. It lives in Israel things that you'll sit back and ask yourself, how did this happen and who made this particular thing happen? I realize, people of God, if you're very familiar with the scripture, that you will understand that Jezebel was married to a man known as Ahab. How many of you remember Ahab in the Bible? Notice carefully, during the time of the reign of Ahab, it seemed to me that it wasn't even Ahab that was reigning. It was actually Jezebel that was in charge. Jezebel was the man that after the people, Ahab would suffer defeat on Mount Carmel, where the 450 prophets of Baal were slaughtered, and then Jezebel will come out, and the man who caused the exploit to happen, Jezebel will send a letter to him and say, by this time tomorrow I'm going to mess you up. And the Bible will speak about that great servant of God will run because he was afraid of this woman called Jezebel. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Jezebel is not allowed. And so permit me to put it this way, Jezebel is the spirit when it comes into a family. Remember I said that practically Jezebel was running the show. Jezebel is that spirit. When it comes into the family, it breaks the order. Jezebel, understand that when Jezebel enters, Jezebel does not allow Ahab to take decision. Jezebel takes the decision. Jezebel upturns the way things should happen in the family and starts doing it the other way around. I'm sure the men at this point will say, oh, thank God, Pastor, you're talking about Jezebel. Remember, I'm talking about Jezebelic spirit. And so if I'm referring to a Jezebelic spirit, it means that it can possess a man, it can possess a woman, it can also possess children. Am I talking to someone right now? So, but anything, any demonic spirit that invades our home and breaks the order, child of God, a woman submitting to a man is the order. A man loving a woman is the order. And child of God, children who are raised up to fulfill their destinies is the order. Children who are God-fearing, who will love the Lord, who will be right on time, on purpose, is the order. Having a dynasty of greatness is the order. Having a generation of men and women who are your bloodline, or who are from your bloodline, who will fulfill their days, is the order. Any other thing outside of this, and your joy. Am I talking to someone right now? Anything that we're waking up in the morning, he said, the Bible says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children beg for bread. If the righteous wakes up in the morning and feels forsaken and is begging for bread, it's a breakage of order. Am I talking to someone? Somebody help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, not allowed. Oh, somebody shout it like a minute, say, not allowed. I wish you can scream it louder, say, not allowed. Raise your right hand, whether you're sitting or standing, and declare after me, say, today, any cycle or behavior among my family members that is breaking the order of God, right now, I break you, I break you, I break you, I break you. Say today, anything that is breaking the order of family life, of marriage life, I reject you, I reject you, I reject you, I reject you. If you believe it, can you say it louder? Amen. People of God, I am here to prophesy over your life. As the Lord has instituted your family and put everything in order, as the Lord has said to your family, go and have dominion over the fowls of the air, over the beasts of the field, over the fishes of the sea, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth. That is the order of God. As your amen will thunder, I decree and declare, no power of hell will reverse the order. Oh, you didn't hear me. I say, no power of hell will reverse the order. I say, no power of hell will reverse the order. The Bible says your children will be known in the street, and they will be known in the streets for greatness. As your amen will thunder, no power of hell will reverse the order. The Bible says you will not cast your young. You will not cast your young, which means you will not bury your children. As your amen will thunder, I announce, you will not be alive to bury your children. You will not be alive to bury your children. You will not be alive to bury your children. The Bible says, I am the children the Lord has given to me. We are for signs and wonders. That is the order of the Lord. As your amen will thunder, no power of hell will reverse the order. No power of hell will reverse the order. Lift up your right hand and say today, I raise the banner of divine order over my family. Say today, I raise the banner. If I were you, I would raise it high. Let the demons of hell see my banner. Say today, I raise the banner of divine order. Somebody shout order, 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 order over my family. Say today, I raise the banner of divine order over my family. If you believe it, thunder it louder. Amen. Hear me as I hear the Lord. Whatever that has gone out of order in your family, if I be a man of God, in 3 days there shall be a reversal.
You didn't hear me. I wasn't preaching to you. I know that if it was you, whatever that's gone out of order in your family, in your marriage, in your expectation, I prophesy over your life. In 3 days, there's a reversal. In 3 days, there's a reversal. Divine order is restored. Divine order is restored in your finances, in your marriage. Where are your children? Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Somebody shout, divine order restored. Divine order restored. Divine order restored. Divine order restored. If I were you, I will jump and scream aloud, amen.
Take your seat over in the presence of God. I am not here to tolerate Jezebel.